avec vous des parce que c'est ici, Rabbi Shimon Krauss.
Some people might say, why am I speaking about the Avaminim? Yeah. Not yet Shkhoz Yom. The tendency from Tu Bishvat, you wanted to start davening for Nesek, so it's not too early. But, and the Sochrim are already busy, so it's still an Indian. So Shaila is, what happens if someone's shaking the Lulav, Sochrim the Lulav, and he's got the Lulav, the Das and the Rabbis, and it's all together, it's the Bindelich and the Kushlich, beautiful Lulav, and somehow or other it gets undone, the whole thing gets undone, and he's got no Kushlich, no Kesher, no Bindelich, no rings, garnish, gets undone. What's Halacha? Is it a Brochel of Atala? Is it not becoming Mitzvah's Lulav? What's Halacha? So Bahamut says, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Tainas, Rabbi Yehuda says that Lulav Sorich Eger. Lulav needs to be Eger. It means it's got to be tied together. And if it's not tied together, it's ma'akir. That means you're not yotze. He learns it from a gzeira shalom. However, the chachamim say no. Chachamim say that lulav minatoyah does not have to be ogur, doesn't have to be together. So be'etzem, you could have a lulav by itself. We'll see later more details. You could have a robbers by itself. You could have a dasim by itself. You could have esher by itself. Derech agav, you've got to have all four meanings. If you have three minim, you're not yotze. It's the ma'akim of each other. The shaila is, how exactly do you have to shake it, let's say, b'diavet? So the chacham say, lulav ein tzarech eged, it doesn't need eged, it does not, but etzim have to be tied together. In other words, it's not ma'akim b'diavet if it's not tied together. Ob a mitzvah le'ogdoich. Why the mitzvah le'ogdoich? Because zeh keilvan beil. That means you snare the form of a mitzvah, it should be nice mitzvah, it's nice, and it's all bound together, it's all together, kichotama, kachta means the kichotama, it should be perfect, sedaman. Aber it's not makir. Therefore, the shteitzach, this person, who when it came out, the kesher, the bindelach, and the kosher all didn't work, his zicha yotze, his brocha hasn't gone over tolle, his zicha yotze.
Because
the
man says it's holding them all together.
So first of all, I just want.
When he picked it up, it was together. When he made the brochure.
Yeah, you're right. So, when he picked it up, it wasn't together. Lamas is right. You picked it up. The minute you picked it up, yeah, you had some in a Torah and the brochure didn't come.
Not the pick up and do it in the shop.
No, he's right. But Ed Semach, it must be, want to ask the Shiloh, talking about he picked it up and it wasn't even together. It was broken. You realised it was broken. Yeah. The shaila is, how far do you take this, that they can be separate from each other? The Baal says, a Tosfos brings two shittas. The Rabbeinu Tam is Machmir, and he says, you've got to hold them together. Enoch and Ami doesn't have to be all good, but you have to hold them together. But the Baal says, you don't have to hold them together. They could be on the table, in front of you, you take one, you can even take one, take the other, and take the other, and take the other. The full meaning, you can take them separately, better. Not advisable, but I'm talking about b'diavad. You could take them. There is a third shift of the Ramban. The Ramban time is even in the completely different houses, they're not in front of your garnish, you also yotze, because it says there's no din of eged, so meich and teitz have to be at all together. But the ikka shitta is like the bahag, that you don't have to actually hold them together, even if they're on the table, but they should be in front of you. I'll read out the Mechaber. Mechaber says, as the Mechaber says, "Ve'im hoyu arbason metzuin etzoy." Now, four of them are with him, and the Talam echod. This is a tough ration on Aleph. See if you bathe. Talam echod, one after another. Yotza. I'm talking about b'diavad. By the way, it's not advisable. But if a scenario like that happens, at least we know that you've been yotza. That's the shach. Now the question is: now that we've established that the eged is not ma'akev, therefore, what is the din lechatzchila when you are ma'akev? The whole world, the ganze welt, the ma'akev, does it have to be a kesher al gab a kesher? Should it be a kesher? So be'etzem, you could tie now, mechatesi. The whole thing is now lefana b'mitzvah, it should be a shem izach, mechatesi. So we'll see, in the Gemara of Tikkun Mashma, it should be a kesher. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda said that lulav sorich eged, there zichem is a kasher, but that is he's got gzeirah shalach. We hold like the Rabbanan said, no Gezeir Sholok. But even then, the Rabbanan were referring to the Eger that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. And Rabbi Yehuda was talking about something that did have a Kesher, as in Mashmah in the Gemara. And the Rabbanan said, it's not Makkah B'diavad, but L'chadchil, you should have that. And not only that, the Gemara says that what would happen on Yom Tov? Your Eger came loose, and you do want to shake it with the Eger. Before, we talked about someone who did not shake it with an Eger. Now we're talking about someone who wants to shock it, L'chadchil, with the Eger, but came loose. What should he do? So the Gemara says, well, what's about the way that we pass the Lulav, L'sorach Eger? So what should he do? So the Gemara says, oh, he can't make a kesher, because you can't make a kesher on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, what you can do can be teichav it, you can take it round, or kerich it, or make an aniva, make a belt. So the Gemara tum at Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, when he can't make a kesher, this is the only etza possible, he should do that. He should take it around, do something, or make a bow. He can't make a kesher. Vaisachoyz, in the weekday, Cholamoyd, not Yom Tov Shavuos, Cholamoyd, Zichr Min Adin, it should be a kesher, but using the loss of kesher, I'll gather kesher, because it should be a knot. So the question is, how do we feel, Tzach, what's halacha? So it says, Tofresh Nun Aleph, it says, very interesting, I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, he was mapping kesher al gabei kesher. Because the Gemara, the Mashma, that unless it's Shabbos Yom Tov, you can't do anything, you should have a kesher al gabei kesher. And the Mechabit says, very interesting, it says, Im lo yogdim miboy goyim, you weren't ma'agad it before Yom Tov Shabbos, well, not before Shabbos, Shabbos not the game, before Yom Tov. Oi, what happened on Yom Tov? Shutter of the it came undone. E eshaloi to be Yom Tov a kesher gomel. Now it's impossible to make it with a kesher gomel. There's no choice because Yom Tov. So v'les breira eloi de baniva. You do it with a bow. Right, so it's a cholamid when you've got the possibility. You should do it with a proper knot. Now very interesting, but seems to be that lots of the oilam, I don't know, I haven't really looked around, not so mappy, we've got the kosher, not real, it depends, you do an egged around the kosher, but some people don't bother, so what do? They tie it together a bit, but mamma shekesha gabba kesha, I don't know, so it says like this, the Ramon said, v'yesh mi shekosu lasis akesha b'derech acher. It's talking about this tomorrow, still Yom Tov. Shekirchet Sevivet Gimel Minim Elo. You just go round and round. Mateichon Rishon Krach Tucha Ogo Kocha, and you put it in. And then he says, V'chein Noyagin. That means even in the Choyim, Azoy V'tzach Lachatchila. Lachatchila, there are people who do that. They don't do Kesher Al Gabei Kesher. So we can understand some people are mapping Kesher Al Kesher. We've seen the Ramah Yesh Noyagin not do Kesher Al Kesher. It seems, yes, it's different. Everyone should go to Pimina Gabaisov or ask his rabbi. You see, one side, very stark, should have kesher, and the other said, it's kefalef, no, not at all. Yes, Leugen, they just go around and put it in. There is a shiloh like this, very interesting shiloh, based on what we're saying that the eged is. It's only a noy mitzvah. It's not mamish ma'akech b'tievan. But the truth is, even if it would be ma'akech b'tievan, we could still clear the shaylach. What's the halacha if, as I, a person goes in, the truth is like this, a person goes into a shop, goes into a sochrim, and he's going into a geshäft, and he sees, I saw myself, he sees a Rebbetzin, the wife, being Ma'agadik. Why would you go into a place and you see Katanim, Ma'agadik? I've never been into a place where Goy be Ma'agadik, but it comes under the same child.
The ringle or the actual eagle's round?
Oh. So we're talking like this. We're not, there's, you have the ring which does the three minim together, the three minim. And then you're talking about two or three, the minute seems to be a lot of three, so two, around. We're talking about the one that's added the three together. That is the Israel of Honor B'mitzchah. The three Kishon could be up in Kabbalah, it's something else. And that's not else, the Eged, which states in the Gemara. That's some other reason, could be up Pisod. So the Shaila is there anything wrong? Should there be anything wrong? The passage, there should be nothing wrong. The passage, the Mechatech, what's wrong? The main idea is it's Israel of Honor B'mitzchah. should be a sheni mitzvah. And when you shake it, it should be a lekichatam, because I know, together, it's abundant as much as possible. How you make it, who makes it, even if a goy would make it, it shouldn't make a nachum enoch. However, it's very interesting to Ramon, Simon Tov Reish Mem Tes, said as I said, lulav sh'odri kuti. Oh, the Takik says, it's okay, but I'll come to it later. Lulav sh'odri kuti, that goy made, vasoy kosher. K'moy sukas kuti. And let's take the Ramon. So the Ramon said, basically, it's kosher, no problem. Even a goy, never mind a kosher, never mind a woman, even a goy. Aber it's a zoy. There's a Gemara in Gittin, we'll see which we're later. There's a Gemara in Gittin which says a zoy. The Gemara in Gittin says that, let's say someone wants to write tefillin. Who is kosher for tefillin? Only someone who's got the mitzvahs kashira. Ksartom, ksartom, shen zal bepotet. So who is kosher? Shen the Gemara, only someone who's in the mitzvahs kashira can do the maisa kasiva tefillin. Dehainu. That excludes a goy, it excludes a cotton, because cotton is not mechuyim in a Torah, and it excludes the ishok. So they can't do ksiva. Ad kan divrei Gemara. Tosfos brings the miyuchad dikashita on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam brings, now, this din extends to other mitzvahs, lemosuk. And this is what Rabbeinu Tam says. A peladik is that. He says, regarding sukkah, who is excluded from a sukkah? A goy, a cotton, and an ishok. Ishok's got no chiv of sukkah. They cannot make a sukkah. Is it a chiddush nifla? Because the Gemara Chazal says that a kuti can make a sukkah. Okay. And then he also said that... Sorry?
Sorry, but he made sukkah means the schach, basically.
Yes. Yeah. You should know, that halacha, that halacha makes the schach only drabonon. It's only drabonon, and min ha-Torah is kosher, but God makes, never mind the walls, if he makes the schach as well. This is the Gemara. It's called Sukkot Ganvach Rakvach. What?
It's not a goy, it means basically not referring to the four walls. It's talking
about this. Yeah. Oh. The Rebbeinu Tam is still had something. The Rebbeinu Tam is talking about Minotaira. If a goy made the Sukkot, the Hainu, never mind the. Well, what's in their mind? He makes the Schach, it's possible. And then it says Chiddush Nifto, Tosha, Frektelein, Mechatesi. There's a Gemara that said Ganvach. Ganvach stands for Goyim. Noshim, other things, they make a sukkah, it's kosher. So, okay, that's a kasher, one kasher. The Rebbeinu Tam says also about Eger. Chinsa, Isha, and a goy, and a cotton are not in the mitzvah of lulav, not in the mitzvah of lulav d'raisa, zichar not got the chi of lulav d'raisa, they cannot be ma'ag in the lulav. Pelletik a chiddush. That's not the Rebbeinu Tam. So the ma'aseh is brought in halacha. As I'll read out to you, the Yisrael is on. So the Ramon said it's 100% okay, it's kosher if a goy, Isha, cotton does it. He brings a goy. The Ramon said, Lulu Shomdu Kuti. Even a goy makes it kosher. Never mind the woman and the cotton. Zot the Mishmaru Azoy. But I am the Mogan Abraham. This Mogan Abraham is based on the Rabbein Tam. Shedatu de Lechatchila. Loy Yagdenu. They shouldn't do it. But Tam, because anyone who's not mechuyev b'davar in the rishon l'taknik. If you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, you can't be mitzaken. It's over the Rebbeinu Tam, based on the Rebbeinu Tam. And then he gave right to the Mishnah Berurah. It says now it's about a goy. So what about a freud? Same thing. Mitam ze gam isha l'taken. She shouldn't be marketed. Lechatchila. And then Shasin said, what happens if the cotton did it? So the Shasin said, who had in cotton pocham your gimel shalim? It's up to him, if he was ma'agadim, if Esher, that's going to be very hard, because lots of people, they can't really be ma'agadim, so the cotton does it, they're better with their hands, than a lot of adults, excuse me. So it's going to be, if Esher yatirenu, it's going to be ma'agadim, yadenu, it's going to be ma'agadim, 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 it's going to be ma'agadim. Okay, everyone should ask the Rav, go and feed what he's knowing, but just bring out the Yisoid. What about Baal Tosef? Very interesting. The Indian of Baal Tosef means as well. You want to be Moisef in the Arab Minyan, you want to be Moisef. Dainu, you want to bring more Adasim, more Lulavim, well, say, no, the more Adasim, more Rabbis. So what's Halacha? Are you allowed to?
I heard that from people. Live,
yeah.
Why.
Yeah.
Come
Rebbe's name. With Charles, if you're allowed to do Yedain
Zamin, he's
more about...
No, I'm asking where do you saw it? And I'm saying to have Yedain is... No, 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 but he's right. If the Noyim is there, what's wrong? It's not Osa. So before people annoy him, you can't have a minute against the Dinah Torah.
Yeah.
After you've got the Dinah Torah, then call a Chalifi Menogim. So Ben was Chazoy. Legaba Lula was straight Kapas Tomorim. The Chazal learned the way in which we were explained. Kapas Tomorim is Kapas, written without the Tavoch. So Kapas Tach Shinochid. And therefore, only one and not more. You're not allowed to add more. Pre Eitz Chodor, Zotman is one.
Pre one.
Abba, Zotz Chazoy. Honor of eight obvious three adasim, but zot mishmura. It's a minimum. Minimum three. And arabis arve nochal loshen rabim. Loshen rabim is mi rabim shnai. So two is the minimum. But pshai is only a minimum. Zot mishmura azoy. The bir alochi explained like this. The main thing is you should not be mechaven to be moisif on mitzvah. Not zikha. You know what I mean? The Torah said that. You don't need more. You shouldn't think that you're Cholila no more. You need Moisif. So you're zecher not Moisif to be Moisif killer of the mitzvah needed more extension. Chas v'sholom. When you're mechaven lenoy mitzvah. It looks nicer. Some people feel it looks nicer. It looks nicer. Chum told me the Torah brings down. It looks nicer. The more adasim, more of it. So it looks nicer. You're doing it lenoy. And it seems to be on those lines. The same idea, you shouldn't be moisif tulips and roses. I mean, Daniel, you shouldn't be moisif things with shalom and minam. That's completely, you'd be moisif chalila on the Torah. But if it's the same one, and that's what they're always, then, and you're mechavin l'shem, no, not mechavin l'shem, mitzvah killer, now the mitzvah bigger, then it's okay. And this state the mechavah, you're not allowed to take more than one lulav, not more than one asrid, but a rov and a das, give me moisif, what you want.
Why'd that the mitzvah is more than three. So that's not, why can't I have that
kavanah? Okay. So what are you mechavan?
Mitzvah, doing more than three.
No. Ah. You mean you're saying like this, you're saying that you eat two kazeis of a matzah instead of one kazeis of a matzah, and you're saying mitzvah kiyomis, not mitzvah kiyomis, mitzvah kiyomis.
Yeah, this is the mitzvah.
You mean, you're saying, you want to be Mekai Mitzvah, but there's a minimum share, but you want to be Mekai more.
Yeah, that's what
you're
saying, that's
true. The Chayra from the Rishonim, the Berelach, it seems to be saying you should have in mind more for Noyim. Can I tell you what? If you say that's a Mitzvah, it's very hard to differentiate. What do you mean it's the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is that, and you don't have to add on more. It seems if you're adding on more, you're being Mitzvah on the Mitzvah, killer you. The mitzvah wasn't sufficient.
So you are moisif. If you're moisif, then how can you do it?
Truth in general, you shouldn't be moisif on a mitzvah.
You should not.
Mitzvah.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You're not moisif on a mitzvah. You're moisif on a
mitzvah. Sorry?
Biggest from citizens, you can't put on
five. Yeah. You shouldn't be moisif on a mitzvah.
I think that should be
found
off.
You can't.
I can't. Why is this
I don't know why.
Oh, so that's why. You're mechavan lenoy. You're mechavan lenoy. Someone told me, Rebbe, do it. It's Mecham Lenoi, it's a Shein Azach, it's a Mecham Lenoi. Yeah, the Moskal Anshi Yerushalayim used to carry the lulav all the way along. So they realized that once they've shaken it, once they've picked it up, they've been Yotzeh, they knew that. But it's an extension, it's a Shein Azach, Anshi Yerushalayim, they didn't mean it as Alocha, but they felt it's a Shein Azach to be Moisif on the Shein Azach. They knew that is not the mitzvah of an Atayra.
You're not doing Kalei Adalocha by carrying around all day.
Yeah. That's the way I'm going to look at it.
It's
yeah.
Three Adasim and two Arubis.
Yeah, I saw a punk now, he mentioned about Anshi Yerushalayim. Didn't remember the action. He was Makpid, because Anshi Yerushalayim was a sort of extension of Lekas Melechem. But it wasn't the mitzvah, but it was all the Shein Azach. See, he didn't want it in the bag, he used to carry it. Like that, because behind the castle, you touch it, no seats. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, where's Marin? Where is it?
10 o'clock.